Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's from the song Nexus from the album Innocent Age, which I encourage you to find. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the 18th consecutive live broadcast, Thanksgiving Day broadcast, that we've conducted since 1997. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you for allowing me to do this. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. And Bob Dillsutter has joined us on other occasions, not just Thanksgiving, but for a number of years now. He's been sharing a little bit of his Thanksgiving Day with us. Bob, as you know, is the president of the Dillsutter Group. It's an outstanding global marketing and PR firm. He is the author of a number of books. Go to Amazon and type in Robert L. Dillsutter, and you'll find all the amazing books he's written, including Power and Influence. I think, is that your last one, Bob?
That's one of the last ones, yes, but we're working on three more right now,
John. Oh, it's amazing, folks. And so his books have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Bob, one of the things that I've been talking about today, last hour and a little bit this hour, and I want you to share your thoughts on, is America as a nation of immigrants. You know, the president said that only Native Americans should really feel, I don't remember his exact words, but he's sort of like should really be indignant about immigrants. But I take issue with him on that, because there was a time when Native Americans were the immigrants. They came over from another land when North America and the Western Hemisphere were not even populated. So we're truly, from beginning to end, a nation of immigrants, aren't we?
It's all started somewhere. We are a nation of immigrants. There is no other country in the globe that has the immigration that we have had and has made it work. Not one. And we made it work because of our system of laws and opportunities. That's what's really
happening. Well, we're a bunch of mutts, aren't we? And somebody, when other people come in, they just join the mutt bunch, right? I mean, we're a Brunswick stew. We're a patchwork quilt. And where we've succeeded with immigrants, with all the challenges we have right now in the political debate and with the reality of the undocumented scenario we have, with all of that, we assimilate our immigrants in a way that no other country does. What do you think?
There's no question about it. And there are very few immigrants in France. Nobody wants to go to Germany. Nobody really wants to go and live in China. People want to come here. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
We offer people tremendous opportunity. There's 66,000 grocery stores in the United States. 66,000. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And they're all being tapped right now on Thanksgiving. Many of them are being run by immigrants.
That's right. Yeah, many of them are very small, aren't they? They serve neighborhoods. They serve neighborhoods.
That's exactly right. But immigrants are the people that make it go. And when my grandfather and grandmother came here, great-grandmother came here, they had nothing, but they built it up.
Where did they come from?
They came from Germany.
Yeah.
And they built it up because the opportunity the United States provided. And we need to continue to do that.
And they loved this country immediately, didn't they?
Oh, it was easy to do. We had freedom here. We had liberty here. We had a chance to make something of ourselves.
Warts and all, Bob, how can Americans not be proud of our country? I mean, we're not perfect. We've got our the things that have that we mistakes that we've made, but on balance, our assets greatly outnumber our deficits, don't they?
I think that's right, and I think that people realize it, and I think that's one of the reasons that we have a hard time around the globe, because there's jealousy out there.
There is, isn't
there? There's jealousy because we've made it. That's
even
it.
Even the people who don't mean us any physical harm are jealous of us.
That's true. But there are, by the way, people who do yeah. want to give us physical harm.
Well, they do, and they're the intolerant ones.
That's right.
And we have to, that adds to the degree of difficulty, doesn't it, Bob, with regard to managing immigration. We now have a national security component to immigration, don't we?
We do, and we've got to figure out how to deal with this 5 to 7 million people here who are illegal right now.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the big issues in the next year.
It's going to be a wrenching debate, I'm afraid, over the next 2 years, don't you, Bob?
I think so. I mean, they're here. We're not going to turn them back.
Right.
So how do we deal with it? That's the question.
Yeah. And there are people on both sides of the issue. We've got to find a way to meet in the middle somewhere.
I'm sure we will, and I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity for these people.
And I hope we can do that, Bob, with more with the Constitution than with fiat.
I certainly hope so, too.
Yeah.
And again, the opportunity is here for those people to make something of themselves and of their country.
Hey, Bob, I'm thankful for you and all that you've contributed to this country. Thank you for being here.
The Blasting Game has been a lot to us. Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Bob Dennis, not only, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd enjoy hearing Bob's perspectives. Yeah, Bob will be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasting Game, signing off for my 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. Have a good one and a safe one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.